Okay, how are you? Fine? Good?
Yeah.
You have to leave that seat.
I have to get up.
Leave the piano. Leave the piano at this time. Do not look back. Ben Sidran is joining us today. We're very excited to have him here. He's a friend and neighbor, and he's the original space cowboy. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Mr. Ben Sidran, joining us on our stage right now as he ascends the stage, ascending the stage. He's jogging to the stage. He jogged all the way past the stage, and he's leaving the building now. Space cowboy has left the building. Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You did write that, didn't you, Space Cowboy?
Yeah, I am the Space Cowboy.
And the Gangster of Love.
Well,
and Maurice. All those people.
Yeah, I don't know where to go. You're so fast. And
do you believe in the pompousness of love?
I can tell you what the pompousness of love is. Okay, everybody wants to know. The pompousness of love
pompousness
is
of
nothing.
Love.
It's a made-up term. You see, it goes
pompous
back
from the pompous in Argentina, right?
Nothing to do with
little
Argentina.
Pompous.
Everything to do with a mishearing of the word puppetudes by Steve Miller. I know that reveals less than we knew when we started. But
There is a puppetude?
I mean, it's a made-up word based on a made-up word, and that's rock and roll. That's what rock and roll is.
Yeah.
It's made up.
Does he have a hearing problem, Steve Miller? He probably does after all these years.
Well, if he has a hearing problem, it's because there's so much cash stuffed in his ears. You know, that would slow anybody down.
But you're still getting residuals on that one, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm in Fat City on the Space Cowboy front.
Gangster of Love.
Gangster of Love.
Now, where did that, the origin of Gangster of Love, is that?
Johnny Guitar Watson, this great guitar player out of Texas.
Really, yeah.
Okay. He was the Gangster of Love. See, Steve Miller, God bless him, is a genius at appropriating good ideas.
Yeah. And but you wrote the words, didn't
you? I wrote the words for Space Cowboy. This is true, but we're trying to forget it and live it down. And here, every time I show up, I have to live it up.
And who was the Space Cowboy then?
Well, I'm the Space Cowboy.
You're the Space Cowboy.
You're the Space
Cowboy.
We are all
Maurice?
The Space Cowboy.
Who is Maurice?
Maurice is this kind of smarmy guy with the pencil mustache that's hanging out in front of the bar saying, right this way, suckers, step right up. That's
Maurice.
Maurice, yeah.
Hey,
now you know everything you need to know about the Space Cowboy,
right.
And you can forget about
it. We can
that.
Drop that, I guess.
I just want to say how brave a person you are to come up here and do these monologues, these jokes. Yeah.
That are so bad? You
well,
mean,
no,
you
it's not that they're good or bad, but but to be...
Well, thank you very much for that.
No.
You and your pompous.
It's
you're being a little pompous.
Yeah, okay, you got me.
Don't Cry for No Hipster from the album Double Negative.
Right.
New one from Ben Sidran.
Don't Cry for No Hipster.
Don't Cry for No Hipster.
My people. They all have a copy. It's brilliant.
From the album Artificial Hipster.
That's good. Now that's good.
The older hipster has now got the...
Is the artificial hipster.
Yes.
Wow.
Hipster.
That's deep.
Do we still have hipsters?
Oh, I mean,
the concept of hipsterism.
Well, we're the sons of the Dharma bums, you and I.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
The actual hipsters that you see now in Williamsburg with the small hats and the thin ties, those are fashion
Brooklyn.
Hipsters. Those are not hipsters. Hipsters that go back to Lord Buckley and Del Close and these great comic talents, they're gone.
Yeah. Well, and all the poets.
And the B poets and the jazz musicians.
And the jazz guys.
I mean, Mesro... What about Harry the Hipster Gibson? Who remembers him anymore?
I don't know.
No, you don't know.
No,
nor do I.
I
could have made that up. Who would know?
It's like this because Maurice guy you keep talking about.
He might be working with Maurice even now. But the hipster.
But you made this in Brooklyn, though. Did you? Were you surrounded by?
I made this
hipsters?
CD in Brooklyn to prove a point that you can go anywhere and find hipsters. But if you go to Williamsburg, you're going to find some pretty good musicians too. And these are young Williamsburg musicians that my son, who you'll recall, used to live here in Madison. Now he lives
Leo.
Leo, yeah, he lives in.
Did you forget his name?
No, I didn't forget his name. He put this band.
I mean, you say my son, who you recall. He didn't mention his name.
I was waiting for you.
I thought that was odd. That's all. I'm sorry.
Well, I was setting you up for your.
Leo used to come.
There it is.
I did a show.
There it is.
I did a show from Dolly's Fine Foods, my first radio show, really, on Williamson Street, and not Williamsburg.
No.
And Leo, on his way to grade school.
No, daycare. On his way to the Red Caboose Daycare Center.
Can I tell my story and you tell your story? We'll make a separation. Your stories are on this side. Man. He was on his way to that school down there. That was not daycare. That was, well, you might have done daycare too. Anyhow, he used to come on the way to school, stop in, get on the radio, and do shtick. He was pretty good. And then they let him go. He had to get there for the bell.
Right.
The bell rang, and that was Leo. Now he's a big producer.
Now he's a record producer, music producer. Does commercials.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Cool. What's he done recently? His biggest recent commercial.
His biggest recent commercial. I think he did a Ford commercial. He did a Visa commercial recently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Which one did he do?
I couldn't tell you.
You could be a little more proud of what he's doing. Do you have a picture of his Visa commercial in your wallet or anything?
No, I have a Visa card in my wallet, and I'm proud that he can pay his rent.
Can I see your Visa card?
He's paying the rent.
Yeah. Can I see your Visa card for just a moment, please? Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to see if your name is actually on it or if it says Maurice or something on there.
We're going to have
to cut this in half.
I'm hoping this is not a Nigerian scam I've just gotten involved in.
I hope I didn't just
win $12 million and all I have to do is give you my Visa card.
Yes. Yes.
May I say something about this hipster concept?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I think that this is going to be sweeping the nation. I think that... No, I think I've finally written my first significant hit song.
Yeah.
It's not Don't Cry for No Hipster, which everybody in the room knows and loves already.
Because that actually means in double negatives. It means cry for a hipster.
Well, you're the English teacher. I don't know.
It's disturbing.
It is disturbing. But that's the hip thing about it. See, the
double negative.
The question's more important than the answers where we come from. Yeah. We like good questions. And so I wrote this song that I'm going to play today called Back Nine.
Sometime today.
Sometime when you let me play.
If
I get to it. It's called Back Nine because I feel so many of us are on the back nine now.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Right? We're on the back nine.
It's a golfing thing?
Well, it's a golfing metaphor, but it means much more than that. It means here we are. If we're not having fun now, when are we going to have fun? If we're not enjoying ourselves, you know, and they say, you know, people of a certain age.
Yeah.
And I used to
think... an uncertain age is what I think.
Exactly. Yes. You see, when you become of a certain age...
Yes.
That means I'm certain of my age.
Ah.
Right. It's the uncertain age, those young wannabe hipsters that maybe don't know how old they are. But I know how old.
I don't understand.
Did that make any sense?
No, it made no sense.
But you could have used it in your monologue.
But you got the song in there, and that's the important thing. It's back nine, and then.
Don't even try. If any of you wind up in this chair, don't even try.
Did you write all these? No, there's a couple things you didn't write here because I noticed that 16 tons you didn't write.
I didn't write Tennessee Ernie's hit 16 tons. Yeah.
Can you do a hip 16 tons?
Yeah, I got one.
How do you do that?
Well, you just kind of approach it with a hip attitude.
Yeah.
And
for those of us who don't have that, how does one get there?
Well, you know, it's a lot like. What Fats Waller said when asked about jazz, if you don't know by now, lady, don't mess with it. I mean, if you're not...
Was he talking about the music, or is he talking about something else?
Well, he could have been talking about what's the hip attitude, or he could have been talking about something else, or I could have made this up. I don't know. It's so early in the morning.
Fats Waller was so great. You know what's cool? They actually had films of him playing, almost like videos. Did you ever see those Fats Waller?
They're wonderful.
The movies?
Yeah.
Unbelievably great.
Yeah.
Well, do you feel like playing something off here? This is the new album, isn't it? Don't Cry for No Hipster.
Don't Cry for No Hipster. And I would love to play Back Nine for these wonderful people.
Oh.
May I do that?
Would you please? Ben Sidran, ladies and gentlemen.
God, it's like Festivus up there. You got to survive the test of Michael Feldman just to get here. Oh, baby. I made my way to the back nine. They call me the Iron Man. Watching out for the sand traps, formulating my plan out on the back nine. I know how to do my thing. Traded in the five spot for a new kind of club, but I still maintain my swing. Life ain't nothing but fine out on a back nine. Out on a back nine. I'm laying back on a back nine. The hustle still my thing. driving for show in the hole for dough. You know they call me the rhythm king out on a back nine. Well, it's a hazard just to be alive, still having fun with the old pitch and run. But now the score ain't nothing but jive. Got the bird on my mind out on a back nine. I'm out on a back nine. Life is good on a back nine. The view from the clubhouse turn, running the changes on the driving ranges and waiting for the grass to burn. Out on a back nine, that's where everything is up and in. You got the caddy for daddy, you got the glide in your stride, you got the grin spreading across your chin. Life ain't nothing but fine out on a back nine. Back nine, out on a back nine. What I really dig about the back nine, you get to drive these little cars around. Love the little cars. I saw a guy, I swear this is true, he had air conditioning in his golf cart. Air conditioning. Man was loud and proud. And then, of course, every few minutes, a cart comes up. Very nice young lady offers you something to drink. What could possibly go wrong? A beautiful walk, spoiled by a small white ball. Life ain't nothing but fine out on the back nine.
Thank you. So is that about golf or what?
There's some golf references.
Or
there.
Something else.
Yeah, no, it's about golf. But it's about as we age, we get better. We get better. You know, this
at
whole
some
thing.
Some things, maybe.
Well, that's true. Okay, I'll give you that.
Story
it's not everything.
Maybe, I don't know.
But this whole world of tweeting and twittering and facing and Facebooking and stuff.
Yeah, don't you do it?
Well, you know, we're above that radar.
What's your handle, man? I'll follow you.
Oh, my goodness. See, you just scared me to death right there.
Yeah.
No,
well,
we don't
CB
have
radio
that.
Talk, is it? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that shows you.
Are you on CB radio?
Are we off the CB radio?
Yeah.
Breaker.
Good buddy.
We got a convoy.
Yeah. Now all those guys are texting now instead of being on there. That must be dying out, huh? In Plano, I bet they still do it. No, they got the CB radios going?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, in Plano. That's about it, though.
Yeah.
So, You do like a hip Game of Thrones, do anything like that? Could you hit that up?
Well, I mean, I could do 16 tons. That's kind of like a hip Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you want to do that? Or can you do one more? You got time?
I'll do another one. Sure.
I know you got lawn care and
stuff. No, I got lawn care on my mind.
What do you want to do?
This is a song about life in the fast lane. You know, people have the price of everything and the value of nothing at all. Success is often illusion. When you get it, generally confusion. So this is a way of saying,
How's that new car working out for you? I hear you got it in baby blue. Now all the boys are hoogling after you. Of course, so are the police and the gangsters too. With a car like that, what could possibly go wrong? Brand new music, same old song. Well, looka here. Here comes the boss. Say, boss, how's that new job working out for you? I hear you buying money and selling money too. Oh, matter of fact, your dreams are coming true. Everybody out there is hoogling after you. With a job like that, what could possibly go wrong? Brand new music, same old song. How's that new girl working out for you? Man, she's long and tall. She's nasty, too. Got all the boys hoogling after you. You might not know this, but she's my old lady, too. But hey, with a girl like that, what could possibly go wrong? Brand new music, same old song. See? How are those new friends working out for you? I understand you got lawyers, politicians too. Oh, they know how to have fun, that much is true. Nothing but smoke and ashes when those boys are through. With friends like that, what could possibly go wrong? Brand new music, same old song, I said. Brand new music, same old, same old. Brand new music.
Ben Sidran.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio
for
PRI, Public Radio International.
Thank you. Don't cry for no hipster.